good morning. 8:40, Brock Hunter.
Morning. You doing, buddy?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Just got off the flight simulator. We had a little break there. I was been practicing.
Sorry, I was drinking my coffee, almost spit it out. Were you doing that because you feel like there might be a chance where you'll have to fly the plane while you're going
Have you stepped outside today at all? Like 50-mile-an-hour gusts, it feels like at times.
You're prepping for if all of a sudden on your flight, your Spirit flight to Florida, they come over the intercom. Does anyone know how to fly a plane?
I do!
Both the pilot and the co-pilot have passed out.
Actually, I was practicing this morning for this exact situation.
Oh, he's a hero.
Pick me. Anybody else?
if there's anybody.
That baby back there, can that baby fly? No, me. I can do it.
Look, me. I'm volunteering. Literally anyone other than that guy right there. All right.
Me. Come on.
I can do it. I did the flight simulator this morning.
You know. Hey, you know what? I'm serious. I said it before. I'll say it again. I think I can do it.
I don't think you can, buddy. And again,
I can do it.
Look, Hunter, I love you. You're one of my best friends ever, right? You got a lot of good qualities about you, but I'm being honest with you. I don't think you can fly a plane, a big plane like that. I don't think you can do it.
Say, okay, it's you, me. We'll say your child, Riley. I'm trying to think of somebody and I don't know. Somebody else.
Yeah.
You don't have any experience on a flight. I'm the best option. Okay? Out of all the people here. Does anybody else have a simulator? No.
Because of your limited flight simulator experience.
We're at the bottom of the bucket here. I understand that. But out of all of us at the bottom here, I think I got the advantage. Let me just take the controls, would you?
So out of all the terrible options, you're the best
of the worst.
Of the worst. Okay. Okay.
I'll admit that.
Maybe this is arrogant of me to say, but I think I would do a better job than you. I think so.
You know what? I think so. You know, that kind of makes me angry. You know how much money I spent on this simulator? You know how much time? You know how many flight hours?
You've logged it.
And here you are. Hey, you know what? No, take the control. Go ahead. I'm going to go to the back. Once this guy's upside down, you come find me and I'll straighten this up.
This is how we settle it, all right? When you come back from your vacation, I'll come over and we'll have to do a flight simulator off. All right? We'll see who is
intense.
The best. Right? That's right. I will leave my wife and daughter at home, all right? We will tell your wife to just stay out of the room, okay?
Hey.
And you and I are going to settle this like men on the flight simulator, okay?
Just because you beat Star Fox back in the day doesn't make you...
Do a barrel roll!
Do a barrel roll!
That's like the last thing you're going to want to do if you have to fly that plane, all right? All right, hold on, everyone.
Like Denzel Washington in Flight. I'll tell you how we're going to land this plane. Upside down!
Wasn't he high on coke and drunk at the same time? I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Find out the best guy you
how
want.
How about we chalk it up this? Everyone's dead on the plane, all right? That's what it boils down to.
But there's a chance.
They're going to be less dead if you fly? Is that what?
I mean, there might be. You might be, limbless. You might, might be in a wheelchair for the rest of your life. But
we're going to land.
We're going to land.
I don't think it's going to happen. If anyone's listening and you're going to Florida on Hunter's flight today, just pray to God that... Nothing happens.
Somebody else on the plane knows how to fly.
Anybody else, please.
Do you ever put yourself in those situations, though?
I mean, we all. I think there's a term for it where we daydream or you think about like being like you don't want a bad thing to happen, but do you also kind of do because you want to be the hero of the situation? Yeah.
For instance, the last time I was on a flight, they're like, "Hey, sir. The exit aisle is open, has way more leg room. Would you like to take it?" I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Till I sat down there and I'm like, wait a second.
This is
going to be the flight. This is going to be the flight to where I'm going to be the last one off because I, selfishly, no wonder it was empty.
Yep.
I always have those thoughts going through my head.
A lot of responsibility there. Yep. Are you going to be the guy that saves everyone?
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know. Just knowing what I do know, I don't think so. But again, that's me being a jerk. You know, maybe that's me thinking that you can't do it. Maybe you can, buddy. Maybe you can. Mm-hmm. Our plane's going down.
Right into Give me the controls.
Right into the side of a mountain. Anyway, enough of us flying planes when we definitely shouldn't fly a plane. Folks, we got to get to it. It is time for everyone's favorite bit. Let's do it. Stupid quickies. Well, here's a new fashion trend for the fellas out there. Perms are back in for men.
Oh, God. What the, that's got to be the worst. Worst haircut.
Like mullets are on their way out in perms.
You want to look like Mr. Perfect. Is that you got the singlet, the pink singlet to go with it, too? Is it?
Now, like Bob Ross, was his considered a perm?
No,
like,
that's a fro. That's not a perm.
Yeah, but I think he had to get his hair. I don't think he naturally had curly hair, so I think he had to. But you could just get it permed out bigger, right? Because I would love to have Bob Rossian
perm, hair. The perm to me is like the... it's like the ramen burrito on top of your head. You know what I'm saying?
The real tight, yeah, wet curls.
Kind of comes with the mullet, too. That's what I'm thinking of. Wait, but real quick. Okay, so... So if I want a perm,
yep,
I can't go to the barber, right? I got to go to a salon.
Well, wherever they, I mean, I don't know, maybe the barber does it, but yeah.
I've never seen perm up there on the wall, you know. But if I wanted one, I got to go to the salon, right?
You got to do what? Yeah.
Then they what? They put curlers in your hair?
It's a chemical treatment to make the hair curly.
Really?
Yeah.
And then do you go under one of those big ball things with grandma? You know, I mean, grandma's on each side of you.
The only experience I have at a salon is putting a cap on and having my hair pulled through and then bleach put on to get the frostiest tips you've ever seen.
Which is equally embarrassing.
That's right. Hey, look, I accept that now, okay? At the time, I was looking hot, okay? They were in style, but I realize now it was a poor fashion choice. But that's all I know. I honestly don't know the full... Should I go get a perm? My hair's pretty long right now.
I would pay for it.
Would you?
I would.
How much does a perm cost?
I mean, you got to do tight curls.
Perms for short hair can cost $30 to $150. Medium length, $60.
I'll pay for it.
Okay.
If you get a perm, you can't wear your hat during you can't wear a hat during the stream.
Legit?
We are going. Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Oh, I might do it. I got to get my hair cut soon anyway, so I might as well just do a perm for. How long do I got to wear the perm? How long do I got to?
Until it grows out, until it straightens out.
Nah, that's not how it works. I guess you're right. Eventually, it loses it. Yeah. All right, I'll think about it.
Mr. Perfect. Hey, you think you're Mr. Perfect?
What if I just like become a 10? Like, oh my God, that's the most handsome man I've ever seen in my entire life.
Hey, you know what? You will be a 10, Brock. I will pay for it. You'll be an 11.
I get a modeling contract. I'm starring in movies just because I got this perm.
This guy looks like David Hasselhoff.
The most beautiful man we've ever seen in our entire life.
No, you look like Kenny Powers. That's what you look like.
All right, I'm going to think about it. That's tempting.
Well, we're doing it. You're not thinking about it. We shook on it.
I'll get a perm. All right, enough of me looking gorgeous. What about this? Pornhub just blocked the entire state of Utah to protest the new law that goes into effect today. It requires people to verify their age with ID every time they watch porn.
Really?
You know, there's
How is that possible?
Naked guy in a folding chair in Iowa going, damn it, come on. Wife's out of town. This was my day.
Wait, so what's the Nevada law?
No, Utah. So Utah, there's new thing. Now, in order to watch porn in Utah, you have to verify with an actual ID.
Really?
You can't just click the button that says, oh, I'm over 18. No, you have to, yeah.
Well, so what do? Do you have to show your ID to the camera? That's kind of scary.
I don't know if you got to scan it or what.
Type in your license number or something?
Kind of takes away the anonymity of it right there, you know? Not quite so anonymous anymore, is it?
Oh, no.
Here's my ID. I'm going to masturbate now.
Yeah. A lot of people going over state lines once in a while.
It's a lot of work just to jerk it, all right? You know what? Hey, now's a good time to invest in porn magazines in Utah. It's just going to skyrocket.
What if it goes back? Yeah, I was going to say, the magazine sales.
Yep. I'm going to open up a porn magazine stand in Utah. I'm going to be rich.
That's pretty wild, though.
Yeah.
That they're actually going through with that.
Yep.
You know what? Okay. Hey. It's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
It's too easy to get porn. It really is. And that's coming from me, who's a pervert.
Remember back in the day, it'd be like a full day adventure to see a picture.
What's that? Hobbit book where he's got to go on. We're going on an adventure. That's exactly what it is. And that's right. Just to see
write
some
a novel
movies.
On the-
yeah. Yeah. It's like trying to take the ring to Mordor, but instead the ring is my penis and I'm trying to touch it. Ripes. Lastly, this is kind of funny. Thieves in Rhode Island tried to steal a guy's catalytic converter while he was sitting in his car eating breakfast. They just don't even care anymore.
They don't even care.
F it.
Get it right from underneath you.
Yep. The reason I bring this up is because if you didn't know, the catalytic converter got stolen off the coast van.
I don't know. We should be laughing at that, but
I mean, the balls on these people, man.
Oh, seriously, though. I mean, you're just going underneath cars with the saws on.
I told you.
And it's not quiet.
No, there's no like easy way to do it. It's not like you're quietly cutting off metal from a vehicle, okay? Hunter, we must be missing out. These crackheads, these meth heads must know something we don't, man, because...
I mean, we talked about it. We looked it up. Precious metals, the platinum you're getting from blah, blah, blah. But, oh, man.
We're in the wrong business, man. We need to stop doing radio. We need to start stealing catalytic converters, buddy.
Start getting underneath cars, you know? Hey, I'm skinny enough. I can get underneath Ferrari, dude.
You can shimmy. I'll take the bigger ones. You shimmy underneath the smaller cars, dude. We're going to be rich. We're going to be rich, man.
That's just a great... Just get a job. Like, it's work. That's a lot of work, you know? Like,
if you put the same amount of work... Into any other job, as you do with stealing catalytic converters, you'd probably be a very successful business man or woman. Yep. I think it's the thrill. That's what it is. It's the thrill.
Is there a little thrill to that job, too? Because it's so loud, you know, somebody can hear you doing it.
See a car sitting there.
You gotta do it quick.
Yeah, you gotta shimmy underneath there in your wife beater in your jean shorts.
Just crazy. Out of all the things people are stealing.
Right there. Excuse me, sir. Are you trying to steal my catalytic converter?
I mean, could you just imagine? So Johnny getting in the van.
I wish I could have been there.
Probably going to be having a night. It's a sunny day. He's going to have a nice live broadcast. Bunch of people coming. He's got to roll up into the business for that. Who's this guy? Oh. And he's got his face on the side of it, too. Yes. Yes.
Did you get new exhaust put on that coast van? Nah.
You know, it's like when your brakes squeal, it's like just embarrassing to roll up into parking lots with a bunch. There's always a bunch of people out. And then this guy's got his face the size of a billboard on the side of his. Poor Johnny, man.
I wish I could have been there for that. But anyway, yeah, so Hunter and I are no longer doing radio. We're in the catalytic converter stealing business now. Business is good.
Two dirt bags.
All right, there you go. That is your stupid quickies for a Wednesday. We're going to be back with more. Your comedian for today is Brian Regan.